Good morning. It is coming up on 8:10 as we continue along here on this Friday edition of the program. We have Charles Skank of Skank Insurance here in studio with us this morning. Good morning, Charles. How's it going?
Good morning, James. I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, not too bad. Survived the storms last night. Thankfully, things quieted down a little bit eventually. So we definitely did, of course, have some damage over there in Enid. I know that making some of those national headlines here this morning. So
I saw that. Yeah. Do you know how much rain Independence got?
Independence didn't get very much rain. I'm just a little over a tenth of an inch here, I think. So
okay.
Not too much, but we did have down on Bartlesville over 2 inches, I believe. So it was definitely kind of all over the place here as far as our rain totals went. So what is our verse of the day, Charles?
It is 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. It reads, "My little children, these things I write unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." 1 John chapter 2, verse 1.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that, Charles. And as we continue along here, do want to talk a little bit about annuities today and why someone approaching retirement might consider annuities and what those might offer. So tell us a little bit about that.
That's right. And annuities can be an excellent vehicle for somebody's retirement funds, or maybe funds that they just have that they need to do something with. First reason that they ought to be considered is for guaranteed life income. My dad had a friend that was in the nursing home, and she was in her 90s, late 90s, and she said, "You know, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have saved a lot more money." And she really obviously saw the value of having savings. But unfortunately, even savings can be exhausted. But an annuity, on the other hand, can have a guaranteed lifetime payout that will last as long as either you are alive, or if you're married, you or your spouse are alive. And it just means it will not be exhausted as long as one of you have a heartbeat. And it's an incredible benefit of an annuity that people can take advantage of. It's hard to expound or, you know, exaggerate how important a joint lifetime income is. So if a person's on Social Security, a couple, and he has Social Security and she has Social Security, when a death occurs, the lowest Social Security check goes away. It just goes away, and the largest check survives. But if you have a joint lifetime income, or a single lifetime income if you're single, that payment does not drop whatsoever when a death occurs. There is no drop whatsoever in how much is paid out by that annuity. And so it's, even if your money is depleted and your money can be gone, it will continue to pay you no matter how long you live. You can live to be 120 and that same check will still arrive right on time.
Fantastic. Well, that is a really good resource and something I feel like maybe a lot of people might not even know much about. So what might be another reason, you know, what we might want to look into annuities?
Another reason is the protection against market volatility. And the market can serve a person really good for a long time. And you go through your accumulation years where the market has ups and you can really accumulate money. But then when you get to the sunset years, you need, in my opinion, you need a little more certainty. And the market does not offer very much certainty. I have a friend that was a stockbroker, and he told his clients, he said, "I can only make you one promise as your stockbroker. And that promise is that I will lose you money." That's the only promise that he could make and that he could keep. And on the flip side, I can make my clients a promise that they will not lose money because of market volatility or any kind of unexpected loss that happens to their account. And so market volatility can be a real downer. If you are in your retirement years and you're taking withdrawals from your retirement, and then the market takes a withdrawal, that's a double-edged withdrawal. And so an annuity offers protection against market volatility and declines that people experience.
Well, and two, you know, you want to have something. If your money is just in a savings account, it's not even keeping up with inflation. I mean, we kind of, in this day and age, have to have some way to kind of keep up with that, right?
That's right. That's right. It needs to be growing somewhere. It needs to be doing working for you. That's right.
So what might be another reason that folks would consider some annuities?
Another good aspect of an annuity is tax-deferred growth. So if you put a dollar in a CD at the bank, or $100 or $1,000, that is going to make a certain amount of interest. And at the end of the year, they're going to issue a 1099 on that growth. And so you're going to pay taxes every single year on the growth of that CD. And so that's going to be counted as income to you. Whereas an annuity, the growth is tax deferred. Now, if you have an IRA, that growth is already tax deferred until you take it out as income. But this applies to money that is not an IRA. So this is just cash money that you have, may have in a CD at the bank. If you put it in an annuity, the growth, you do not receive a 1099 on the growth of that account. That's very important to realize. And so every year you're growing, not having to pay Uncle Sam, and you're letting that money go to work for you. And rather than depleting it every year by paying some of the taxes on it, you're letting it grow for yourself. Now, the taxes on that growth are going to be due down the road when you take it out as income, but only when you take it out as income. Otherwise, as long as you defer it, there's no taxes to you or 1099 to you for the growth.
Fantastic. Well, another good reason to look into an annuity. And any other, what might be another reason that folks might consider this?
So another reason is, I don't know if my listeners, maybe you, maybe your dad, maybe your grandpa talked about a pension. And a pension was sort of like the gold standard for retirement, for a retiree, because it meant that they got paid for the rest of their life, no matter how long they live. And they could even set it up where their spouse could get the same check no matter how long either of them lived. And pensions are gone. For the most part, you just hardly, I work with people in retirement all the time, and I just hardly ever see a pension. And an annuity actually has the benefits of a pension without having to try to find the employer that offers one. And so it has a pension-like security without being dependent on an employer. And so it sounds too good to be true, but it really isn't. It really is the benefits of an annuity is that they will continue to pay no matter how long you live. As long as it's set up to do that, it will take care of you no matter how long you live. And so we hear that pensions are gone, but you can actually get the benefits of a pension through an annuity.
Hey, that is something I definitely did not know. And yeah, that's just a thing you just don't hear about anymore. But, you know, we're speaking with Charles Skank here of Skank Insurance on the Mighty 690. And, sir, any other reasons why folks might want to consider looking into an annuity if they're approaching retirement?
Yeah. So annuities offer some other benefits that we sometimes don't even talk about. But there's something called activities of daily living. And that's like eating, feeding yourself, clothing yourself, transferring, toileting, different things like that. There's six of those activities. And if you are found where you cannot do two of those activities. If a doctor certifies that you can't do two of those activities, there are annuities that will double the payout for you. So let's say you're getting, you know, $30,000 a year from your annuity. It will double that to $60,000 when you're in that condition. So that means even if you are qualified for a nursing home, or but maybe you just want to stay at home, and but you're going to have extra expenses to have somebody take care of you, that annuity will pay out an extra amount based on your health. And so you can get a higher payout if your health deteriorates. And so that's a very powerful benefit that this has, where because sometimes nursing homes come in the picture, and this is a way to help offset those some of those added costs, because the annuity will pay out a higher amount. And so on top of that, another benefit is that some people think, well, if I get an annuity and I take income, then when I die, the money goes away, right? The payment stops and it's all gone. Well, that's not true with modern annuities. The annuities that we deal with, whatever is left in your account will go directly to your beneficiary. So whoever you have listed, whether it's your spouse, your kids, or whatever you, however you direct. So whatever is left that you don't use will go to how you direct.
Fantastic. We're speaking with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance on the topic of annuities. And if folks were interested in maybe looking into this, is there like a minimum amount you have to start out with, or anything like that, or does it just depend?
Really, it just depends on everybody's situation. And I don't want to say, well, yeah, you have to have a minimum of $20,000 or something like that. Because if you only have $20,000, might not be best for you. I want you to have an emergency fund. So I just really need to look at your situation and help you make the best decision for your situation. And so that you can, I can feel good about it, you can feel good about it, and it can be a win-win for everyone.
That's fantastic. So if someone does want to get on your calendar and maybe just talk a little bit about this, see if it might be a good fit. I mean, we know from the talking to you that you're not going to recommend something unless you think it is a good fit. How can we get a hold of you to set something up?
Call our office, 620-331-8800, and we can set up a time to talk and see if an annuity is right for you. I would say if you have CDs in the bank, and maybe they're on a 9-month basis, or maybe they're just short term and you're having to renew them all the time, maybe you need to come talk to us and see how you can get maybe a better rate of return and for a longer period of time. Maybe if you have a 401k and you're about to turn 59 and a half and you're still working, usually at 59 and a half, there's something you can do to transfer that money, or maybe you're about to retire. So wherever you're at, just give us a call and we can look at and see if it makes sense for you.
Fantastic. Well, Charles, how about we take a quick break? We'll return with more on our Ask the Expert segment here on the Mighty 690. Back here on the Mighty 690, we have 8:24 on the clock. Charles Skank joins us here from Skank Insurance on our Ask the Expert segment. And Charles, I understand that you have another event that's coming up here real soon for those who are going to be soon on Medicare. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
That's right. This coming, actually not this, it's next Thursday, the 30th. So it is this coming Thursday. The time just is flying by. So we have a Medicare 101 at Fredonia at the Kitchen Table restaurant at 6 p.m. Our listeners, it's reserved for people that are new to Medicare. So maybe you're just turning 65, maybe you're just qualifying for disability, or maybe you're past 65, but you're leaving your employer coverage and going to Medicare. That whole group is able to attend, and we just sort of go through the basics of how Medicare works. There's no selling going on. It's just an educational event to help you understand Medicare better. It has largely filled up. We do have a room for a couple more spots. So if you want to be there, call and we can reserve a spot for you.
Fantastic. So, again, that is a good opportunity there. So, I hope folks can take advantage of it. And, Charles, I know that you do have some reading material if folks do want to kind of learn at their own pace, maybe in addition to a Medicare 101. Tell us a little bit about your book.
That's right. We have a book called Medicare Breakdown that just gives you the basics of how Medicare works. And you can have a copy sent to you at no charge to you. Simply call or text with your name and your address, and we'll send that book out to you. Call our office, 620-331-8800, or you can text there as well.
Fantastic. Well, Charles, if someone maybe wants to get on your calendar, talk a little bit of annuities with you, Medicare, whatever it may be, where can we find you?
So our main office is at 520 North Penn, right there in Independence, right beside AutoZone, diagonally across the road from Daylight Donuts. We just welcome you to stop in, say hello, or call our office and make an appointment. We also have a location in Howard.
Fantastic. Well, again, I hope folks can check it out and learn more about what you're doing at Skank Insurance, and we do appreciate you joining us today.
James, have a great weekend. It's been a pleasure to visit with you. I hope you have a great day.
All right. Thank you so much. That is Charles Skank of Skank Insurance here on the Mighty 690, and we'll have another chat with Charles here next week at this time. We do have more coming up as we continue here on the Mighty 690 Open Line coming up next.